O light born of light, redeemer of the world, once humbled in human flesh, receive our praise. This anonymous 10th century hymn was originally written for the Feast of the Transfiguration, but has long been associated with the mystery of the Incarnation. It's been set to music for centuries, perhaps most famously in our own time by American composer and mystic Morton Lauridsen. I'm Jean Fisher. Welcome to a Rochester Festival of Lessons and Carols from WXXI Public Broadcasting. The service of Lessons and Carols was created in 1880 by Bishop Edward Benson in Truro, England. Over the next 38 years, the service spread through England and was adapted at King's College, Cambridge, as the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. Using the liturgy made famous at King's, the choir of Rochester's Third Presbyterian Church will tell the Christmas story in words and music, including Adam Lay Abounden by Carson Kuman, Magnificat from Herbert Howell's St. Paul's Service, and Morton Lauridsen's haunting setting of O Nata Lux. The choir is recognized for its performance of English church music, having served as choir in residence at Rochester Cathedral in Kent, England, and at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. A Rochester Festival of Lessons and Carols is under the direction of Peter Dubois, organist choirmaster at Third Presbyterian Church, known to public radio listeners as the host of With Heart and Voice. The service begins with the traditional carol Once in Royal David's City, sung first by a solo soprano, who is then joined by the choir, and finally by everyone gathered to celebrate the Christmas story.
O God, who makes us glad with the remembrance of the birth of our Savior, we pray for peace on the earth Christ came to save, for love and unity within the one church he built, for goodwill among all people, and particularly at this time we remember before him the poor, the cold, the hungry, the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children. Lastly, we remember those who rejoice with us, but on another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven with the words Christ taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In the first lesson, God tells Adam and Eve that they have lost the life of paradise. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the second lesson, Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the third lesson, the peace that Christ will bring is foretold. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lesson, the prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
In the fifth lesson, the angel Gabriel greets the Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the sixth lesson, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, see. In the seventh lesson, the angels announce the birth to the shepherds. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the eighth lesson, the wise men are led by the star to Jesus. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the ninth lesson, St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Holy God, grant that as we joyfully receive Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, so also may we behold him when he comes to reign in glory.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore, world without end.
Amen.
You've been listening to a Rochester Festival of Lessons and Carols recorded at Third Presbyterian Church in Rochester, New York, where it has been a Christmas tradition for more than 60 years. The music in the festival included Sir David Wilcock's setting of Once in Royal David City, Adam Lay Abounden by Carson Kuman, Who Comes by Leo Nestor, Mack Wilberg's arrangement of Ding Dong Merrily on High, Magnificat from the St. Paul's service by Herbert Howells, Thomas Morgan's A Stable Lamp is Lighted with oboist Audrey Yu and harpist Grace Wong, I Wonder as I Wander by Carl Rutte, and Morten Lauridsen's O Nata Lux. The chancel choir was directed by Peter Dubois, and the organist was Caroline Robinson. The celebrants and readers were members and clergy of Third Church. Our technical producer was Andrew Croucher, with production assistance from Jeremy Steinkamp and Patrick Harney. We'd like to thank your local public radio station for broadcasting this special program. I'm Jean Fisher, wishing you a Merry Christmas and peace in the new year from all of us at WXXI Public Broadcasting.